Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, Packaging and Pricing for TAMET, TSRM, and CCMDB version 7.1 for BA Sellers Conference Call. A reminder, today's call is being recorded. Now at this time for opening remarks and introductions, I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Gabby Zeiderveld. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, good evening and good morning, everyone. My name is Gabby Zeiderveld, and I'm the market manager in Tivoli for the IT Asset Management Portfolio. Presenting with me today is Norm Peterson, and he's the market manager for the Tivoli Service Request Manager offering. If you look on chart number two, we'll be talking a bit about the products, some key products that make up the IBM Service Management offering, how those are truly integrated, and what value that provides to the customer. Then we'll talk about what we're adding to the next new release, version 7.1, which is coming out in May. And we'll end up with packaging and pricing. We have a lot of information to cover today, so we'll keep a brisk pace to hopefully get through all the materials we've prepared for you. We'll take some questions at the end, but I did want to address up front that if at a later point in time you have any questions, our contact information can be found in the back, and we'll gladly take any questions at any time if there's any follow-up you'd like to do with us. So that being said, let's please go over to chart number three. IBM Service Management, ISM. I think at this point in time, all of you have seen information that talks to the new messaging for IBM Service Management, how it delivers capabilities for customers to get visibility, control, and automation of their IT infrastructure. And ISM, IBM Service Management, is broken down in seven pillars that are more or less logical groupings of different product portfolios. On this chart here, you'll see two of those segments highlighted. On the one hand, service delivery and process automation, which covers for our Tivoli Service Request Manager offering and the Tivoli Change and Configuration Management database, as well as the Release Process Manager. And then the Asset and Financial Management segment, which covers a broad scope that includes enterprise asset management, it includes IT financial management, and then especially IT asset management, and that's what we'll talk about today as well. On chart number four, what we want to highlight is that these offerings, enterprise asset management, IT asset management, service request management, and change and configuration management, now with the 7.1 release, are all unified in a common solution. What we mean by that is that they basically share the same technology, the same architecture, what we're now also referring to as the Tivoli Process Automation Platform. Some of you might know this as the Maximo technology that comes to IBM through the MRO acquisition. The advantage of this platform is that there's a whole bunch of common applications, common workflow, reporting, a common data layer, and a unique single user interface that all these products can share if they're used in conjunction. So it's truly a unified solution that enables customers to have their processes for these functional areas work together seamlessly. As you can imagine, that for our customer also lowers total cost of ownership because they can really invest in one architecture that delivers all these capabilities to them. And it can scale with whatever the client's needs are. Maybe they would like to start with a simple service desk and add service catalog, IT asset management capabilities, or maybe even enterprise asset management in the future. That can be easily done through this process automation platform. There are some distinct competitive advantages that we have, especially in terms of technology, where these solutions are very easy to configure, and then best of all, these configurations upgrade when you go to the next release of the product. This is directly an advantage with some of the competitive solutions such as HP and BMC offer, where those products, especially for IT asset management and the service desk, need to be custom coded for changes. And when it's time to upgrade, these changes in those solutions typically don't upgrade and effectively are a rip and replace because the customer needs to do everything all over again. Now, if we go to the next chart, chart number five, when we talk about this integration and how it's seamlessly unified, this chart illustrates that a little bit better. For those of you who are familiar with the products and their look and feel, you'll recognize this menu on the screen here as the go-to menu that you see in the user interface. And as you can see here, if a customer has all these solutions working together on that same platform, you can see right here that everything is available at their fingertips. No need to log into yet another different product. No need to integrate these different solutions through some kind of technological integration work. No, it's all there in the same user interface. You can see assets, you can see change information, contracts, financial, the service desk, release process management, purchasing. It's all right there on the screen. Now, if you go to chart number 6, our customers have a clear and proven business need to have the IT asset management and service desk function work together seamlessly. And this screenshot here illustrates how a service desk technician, when they're in the service request screen, they have direct access to asset information, and by right-clicking on those fields, they can even drill deeper into the asset details. And this is a great advantage for the service desk because when they have access to that detailed information, it helps them to expedite the handling of these service requests, and it helps them to better resolve incidents and problems. And at the end of the day, that's what a service desk does, quickly restore service to the customers that's experiencing an issue and then resolving these incidents and problems in a proactive fashion, ultimately with the end goal of meeting their service level agreements and enhancing customer satisfaction. Conversely, though, for the IT asset management group, having access to service desk data is critical as well, because if the asset management group gets information on the frequency and nature of problems with IT assets, it helps them to do better planning. For example, if they find out that a certain type of laptop tends to break down more frequently, they can renegotiate with the vendor that's providing those laptops, or they can even choose not to use that type of asset anymore in the future and engage in an agreement with another vendor for other assets, in this case laptops. And also it helps the IT asset management group to be more efficient and make cost-effective business decisions. So for all these reasons, organizations really have a very strong desire to have the IT asset management and service desk function work together seamlessly. And from what we were seeing on the prior charts, how our solution is truly unified on this one single platform is a very, very strong advantage. And we're already seeing great successes selling these products together. About 70% of our customers who buy Tivoli Asset Management for IT also buy our Tivoli Service Request Manager or our Service Desk product. So we're having great successes cross-selling these, and we highly recommend that you pursue your opportunities in consideration of this, that you really can sell these together quite well. Now think about it. If we go to chart number 7, now think about the value it gives the customer when we can add change and configuration management capabilities to this mix. But think about the service desk and IT asset management organization now having access to change and configuration data. It even gives them greater and stronger capabilities to meet those service levels and enhance customer satisfaction. When we think about the fact that most problems in IT organizations are caused by changes, having a good handle on change control is, of course, key. And also keeping in mind that most problems that are reported are actually reported by the end users and the customers of those systems. So being able to get a good view on the change history will help the service desk better resolve these incidents and problems. The ability to actually manage assets and those assets that happen to also be CIs in just one single environment ties those processes together much stronger. Think about, for example, how a request for change might drive the need for new assets to be purchased. Maybe an organization puts in a request for change to deploy another server. There are none in inventory, and the IT asset management group now has to go out and purchase or procure a new server. All these functions really tie together, and organizations want to use them in conjunction. So that's why also today we're really talking about this as one solution that combines our service desk, IT asset management, and change configuration and release management processes. And in terms of products, we're talking about Tivoli Service Request Manager, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and the Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database. Now, on chart number 8, I think I addressed this probably in what I was discussing in the prior charts, but clearly this offers a great, great sales opportunity. These functional areas, service desk, IT asset change, configuration, release management, they are highly interdependent. We're seeing more and more organizations deploying service management best practices such as IDLE, which are driving them even more to a need to have these all work together seamlessly. We have very distinct competitive advantages. We have built-in configuration tools that allow you to make changes on the fly. And in our solution, these configuration changes upgrade when you go from one release to the next. And that is a very, very strong technology advantage over the situation a lot of HP and BMC customers find themselves in. On chart number 9, we have an example of a usage scenario where maybe a service request is submitted for a problem with a laptop because the service desk technician has information on contracts related to this IT asset. They can determine if this is a leased asset that's maybe under warranty. The service desk technician can also look at configuration information to determine if maybe any recent changes caused the incident. And then if it's determined that these fixes need to be done in-house, the technician can choose to roll back the change that caused the problem on this configuration item and roll it back to its last known state. So this is just an example of how these functional areas in the real world, in real life, need to work together seamlessly, and how we now in version 7.1, with all these capabilities working together on that same platform, how we now can deliver these capabilities. Chart number 10 quickly wraps up why, you know, our technology advantages give us great opportunities to displace competition. It's a unified solution. We bring all these functions together on one platform. It's easy to configure and it upgrades readily. We have very deep software asset management capabilities in both mainframe and distributed environments as part of our IT asset management offering. Our solution is built on the latest and greatest technology, very open, standards-based. It's built from the ground up on the IDLE framework, so it aligns really well with IDLE. And it's part of that larger IBM service management offering and integrates quite well with other Tivoli offerings. On chart number 11, we'll start moving into some of the details around what we did in version 7.1. So what are the new enhancements that we made to that 7.1 architecture? The main objective of this release was to make it easier for customers to implement and maintain these technologies that are built on that Maximo architecture. So we are obviously building out the capability of this unique single platform on which enterprise asset management, IT asset management, service request management, and change and configuration management all live together. And we made some enhancements to existing capabilities, and we added new capabilities to that basic platform functionality that all those products leverage. So these you can kind of consider as common applications that all these products use, things such as a conditional UI, where you can control access to data and applications. We have a migration manager tool now, which can help customers move configuration changes from pre-production into production environments. We made admin enhancements and usability enhancements. For example, we looked at a typical role and what the usual activities are for a given role, and we reduced the number of clicks in the products based on how someone actually would use the product in their role. We have a very cool feature, Launch in Context, which enables customers to launch external applications from within that Maximo technology. So you could launch maybe some kind of SAP application from within Tivoli Asset Management for IT and pass data back and forth. And also we added BERT reporting capabilities to the existing Maximo reporting options. So these are some of the key enhancements we made, and those enhancements, again, are leveraged by all these products, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Tivoli Service Request Manager, and a Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database. So now on chart number 13, I'm going to hand it over to my colleague Norm Peterson, who is the Market Manager for the Tivoli Service Request Manager.
Okay, thank you, Gabby. As Gabby said, we have this suite of products, and at the 7-1 level, all these products work together. A number of questions that we have been receiving is, will the 621 product work on the same platform? Will the service desk on the 621 platform work with a product on the 7-1 platform? And that is not the case. All of the products need to work together on the 7-1 platform. So just one point of clarification that in order for all these things to work together, the tools deployed have to be all at the 7-1 level. So moving to slide number 14, some of the service desk enhancements that we've achieved in this release. You may have seen some of these slides before, but the OMP integration, we have the monitoring, NetCool, the Tivoli Identity Manager, and Lotus SameTime. These are some of the products that we've integrated with the service desk, and we'll go into that in a little more detail with the subsequent slides. The best practice content, Gabby referred to ITIL, but beyond that, we have roles and start centers, which are basically a home page for your own work environment. So when you start up in the morning, you can go to your home page and check for new work that's come into your queue. We're managing work more effectively with ticket templates, so there's less user interaction. More of the information is pre-populated before the user actually has to work on it. We have incident and problem workflows to expedite those processes. We have KPIs and thresholds, queries and reports. These are all done with that a business intelligent reporting tool, the BERT tool that Gabby referred to earlier. And the escalations and notifications, in order to keep things moving according to our service level agreements, we have built-in escalations that follow the ITIL process, both functional, which is a level 1 to level 2 to level 3 support escalation, and we have hierarchical escalation so that the management team is informed as the escalation progresses. Some of the toolkits that we've integrated with the service desk include event generators such as tech, the Manager of Managers, Omnibus, NetView for ZOS. We have integrated with the Right Answers databases for knowledge management, as well as some of the historical incident information. So we can look back and see how we've resolved incidents in the past. We've integrated with other service desks. We understand that the value of a service desk is not only the tool itself, but it's the historical information. So anytime we can have a coexistence with some of our competitors' products, we can enable a smoother transition for the customer from one product or from their legacy product to Tivoli Service Request Manager. And lastly, with our integration toolkit, we've integrated the telephony with the Genesys product, and we do have plans to integrate with Cisco in the future. With the computer telephony integration, it's basically populating a ticket from a dial-in access where you can populate the user, some of the problems that they might be experiencing if it's on a mainframe application or if it's a desktop. It starts to direct and fill the ticket as we provide more information as the ticket progresses. Some of the tooling that we've included is the bulletin board and the knowledge management and survey management. And we'll go into that in a little more detail. That's some of our key upgrades for version 7.1. And the process integration, Gabby talked to this quite extensively. We have integrated with the asset management, CMDB, and the Enterprise Asset Management all sits on that same process automation platform. So going to the next slide. Tivoli Remote Diagnostics. This is an important feature for most service desks in today's environment. A lot of our service desks are being run from low-cost labor centers, and being able to do desk-side support remotely helps reduce the cost of our ticketing. We can do higher first call resolution. It's very important for a lot of our customers to do high first call resolution rates. We've increased employee productivity to minimize downtime. We've increased the quality of the service desk by improving the response times to the end customer. Rather than waiting for someone to actually come out to provide desk-side support, we can do that right now and help that person as they call in. We can provide higher customer satisfaction by providing timely, quality customer support to end users. It's very important as IT budgets are shrinking. If we have high customer sat, we can generally achieve higher IT budgets. And lastly, with respect to remote diagnostics, we want to be able to maintain that audit record. A lot of banking and insurance companies have a requirement that if someone takes over a workstation from a remote session, that has to be kept in the audit record, and it is populated in the ticket that all the activities that the service desk agent has done is to the ticket record for audit purposes. So typically knowledge management. Knowledge management is also a key component to first call resolution. Having access for both end users and the service desk agents to quality knowledge management is critical for first call resolution. We can look at some of the, you know, as we look at our historical incidents, we can review the quality of the contents of these incidents. We can look at the relevancy of different tickets and different information gathered in those tickets and populate our knowledge base from that information. Once we have that knowledge base populated, then we can have keyword searches to access the information embedded in that knowledge management system. So being able to extract that knowledge is equally important as being able to populate the knowledge. And we don't do this just with English. We do have multilingual search capabilities, and it does support multi-language capabilities. So if the knowledge search is from another language, we can still pull up the relevant information that service desk agent needs. We want to be able to view and track an incident. We have to understand that for reporting purposes. We want to be able to track ownership of the ticket, and we want to be able to process and add content to the database. Again, that ties back to the earlier statements. Next slide, slide number 17. Instant Messenger integration. This ties with our remote diagnostics capabilities. Instant message integration allows another method for communication with the end users. This allows our service desk agent to perhaps work on, you know, two or three incidents at the same time, while an end user is trying to pull up a information and provide that back to the customer service agent. You know, that service desk agent can actually be working on another ticket and do some multitasking to increase productivity. Next slide, please. Slide number 18. We talked about this briefly on the introduction slide, the computer telephony integration. You know, as a user dials in, that information as they go through the telephone tree, that information is pulled out of the telephone system and actually populated in the ticket. Right now we're supporting Genesys, and we do plan to support Cisco in the future. Slide number 19, the customer survey. Understanding how our customers are being serviced by our IT staff is critical as we move forward in today's business. We have to understand how well our IT services the business, and if we're doing that well and we can demonstrate that back to the business, we can maintain our budgets. If we're doing a poor job of managing our IT environment, you know, how likely is it that we can go back to the business and ask for more money? In today's environment, we have to demonstrate good value to the business in order to maintain our current budgets. And our customer survey is an excellent way of demonstrating that. Slide number 20, the service desk content. One of the things that IBM is unique or it has that's unique, and none of our competitors provide this, is this, the IBM Tivoli Unified Process. It's a standard way of implementing the ITIL processes, and it helps our customers plan for implementing IT service management both at ITIL version 2 and version 3. So it's a tool to help establish a beachhead with your customer, provide them the ITIP process integration standards so they can start to plan out their environment. Once you've established that beachhead of capabilities with the customer, it's much easier for them to work with products that they understand the process with and grow that within your environment. So providing your customers with that free material helps IBM position themselves with that customer. We will be providing a number of new reports that's still to be determined. The total number of requests completed, closed, incomplete, you know, all these different reports that reflect how well the service desk is providing service to the business. We can look at that and manage the business of IT support better when we have on-demand reporting. One of our customers in Austin, Texas, lacks the service level agreements and the service level achievements. They were spending probably roughly four person years just gathering this information and then distributing it to the management team. With the Tivoli Service Request Manager product, those reports are available on demand and save the company a lot of time and effort. And it was one of the ways we were able to establish our product as a leader with that company. Next slide, slide number 21. We're coming to the end of the service desk content. But what I want to talk about here is different security groups. We can set up different security groups for the service desk representatives. Each one has their own role. Based start center, we can base that on the ITIL roles that we have established through our ITEP evaluation. We talked about escalations for both functional and hierarchical and how to set that up from an acknowledgement process, solution sending, ticket close, all the activities around managing a service level agreement are included with the service desk product. We have communication templates based on roles, and we can resolve to all members or members of that group that ticket has been closed. So when somebody looks at the ticket queue, they can see that an incident has been resolved. Next section, the service catalog. Service catalog is is one of the main upgrades to Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1. It's we have two major products that we have packaged with Tivoli new products we've packaged with Tivoli Service Request Manager, the catalog and SLA manager, and we're going to talk a little bit about the catalog here. The next slide. As with most service delivery and with most catalog capabilities, there's a shopping interface. We have a shopping cart. There's different favorites, different things that we've ordered in the past, anything to make it easy for the customer to order services that they request on a frequent basis. We have order fulfillment capabilities. As with the service desk, we have best content established around the catalog. We have roles and start centers for the catalog on how we might want to order different products. If we're boarding a new employee, We may want to order them a new laptop, request a new ID, and perhaps request an email address for that employee. So, you know, we may have a capability within the catalog is board a new employee with four or five different elements under that section to establish that new employee within the company. We've integrated with common service requests. We can launch in context to incident, problem, and change. You know, right from the service catalog, if it's not a standard change or a change that doesn't require approval, it can happen automatically. But if it's a change that may affect other business systems or other individuals, it goes through our change process and it kicks off a request for change. And lastly, with the service catalog, we have the tooling. What we mean by service tooling is the ability to manage the service catalog, to manage the offerings to our customers. Next slide, slide number 24. This slide number 24 shows the evolution of the service catalog. In IDLE version 2, it started off as a list of services. And as our customers' expectations grew, that list became online. Then the customer wanted to be able to order from that, and perhaps they established a hot link to a web interface. And then that evolved into an order fulfillment system to provision those services automatically to the end user. The next slide, slide number 25. This is an interesting slide. We don't force our customers to a one-size-fits-all offering. When we look at an offering, and I compare this, our flexible offering to our internal offerings like ISSI, where we can order software. And you may be familiar with certain software that's available to sales may not be available to our development teams. And our development teams may have access to some developer toolkits that may not be available to our sales teams or to our market management teams. So each, you know, based on our user ID and based on our entitlement and our job role, we will see different things within the catalog. And that's what we mean by a flexible offering. It's based on our ID and our entitlement to different offerings based on our job roles. Slide number 26. As you're talking with your customer, we have Tivoli Service Request Manager. It contains before the service desk, the service catalog, and SLA manager. As you're going through and talking to your customer, there's one product here. So how do you package this? How do you sell this to your customer? Well, we've broken it out into three roles here. We have the user role. That's basically the end user that's shopping for services within our IT department. When you're on Amazon.com or when you're on an internet-based shopping site, they don't charge an end user for buying something. You know, we've adopted a similar approach with our service catalog. So we're looking to sell licenses to the service designer that are defining and the services, the offerings, the catalog. You know, your customer may have a number of people performing that role. The service delivery manager determines the delivery plan. They look at different service providers that will fulfill that service. So there may be 3, 4, 5 designers. There may be 5 or 6 service delivery managers. Within the operations sections, we may have an operations analyst, numerous IT operations specialists. All those people will need a Tivoli Service Request Manager license. And in addition to the service desk, you'll be selling licenses for these specific roles around the catalog. So you need to think about how many people are going to require a license to manage the catalog. And we have different tools that we're working with the sales to estimate the number of licenses required to perform these roles. You know, going into the roles a little more detail here, we have the user role, the service administrator, definitions role, the designer, delivery manager. So as you explain this to your customer, you can talk to them about the different roles and how these roles fulfill these services within their company. Slide number 28 talks to the value to the customer. This is your selling points to the customer. It does provide streamlined, idle-based incident problem management processes for rapid service restoration. That's basically the definition of an incident. We want to be able to rapidly restore that IT service. We want to increase availability of those critical IT services. We want to optimize the service desk personnel and increase user satisfaction. We want to maximize IT infrastructure, stability, and availability. We want to establish a common solution for global support. We want to align IT operations with the business, with service-level agreements, service provisioning, and service catalog. We're starting to get into the service delivery capabilities here. We want to provide flexibility to our internal customers around the IT service offerings. We want to track SLA compliance and reporting so that we know how well the business is performing. And lastly, we want to associate the cost of an IT service to manage consumption and plan for future growth within the company. If we don't understand how we're consuming our IT resources today, how can we plan for the future? So if we understand our current IT consumption and we understand our IT capacity, we can estimate what we're going to need in the future. Next section, slide number 30, talks a little bit about Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and Gabby is the market manager for this product. So I'm going to ask Gabby to go through this slide. She can do it a little better justice than I can today. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Norm. So Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1, the main objective of this release was really to make sure that that Tivoli Asset Management for IT was also available on the 7.1 code base so it could work together with all the other exciting products such as Tivoli Service Request Manager that are now available on the 7.1 code. As Norm explained a little while back, with this technology, it's not really possible to mix and match versions. So a version 6.2 of Tivoli Asset Management for IT wouldn't work together with version 7.1 of the Service Request Manager in case you had a customer that wanted to connect IT Asset Management to the service catalog. So it was really quite important for us to make sure that PAMET became available on the 7.1 code base as well. Obviously, we'll be leveraging all the major platform enhancements that I talked about a little earlier in our presentation. But in terms of actual IT asset management functionality, this release offers some minor capabilities. We didn't add any dramatic new capabilities, such as we did for the Service Request Manager. It's mostly just small improvements that we do with every release to make sure that we keep offering the breadth and depth of functionality to enable customers to manage the life cycle of all their hardware and software assets through all those different phases that you see described here on the chart. So we made some improvements to asset reconciliation. We added some new reports, but no major new capabilities that we've added. We have made some packaging changes. The maximum contract and procurement manager option will cease to exist because we've decided to include that functionality in Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And also some long-time EAM-focused applications, such as meters, groups, condition monitoring, job plans and routes, and preventive maintenance, are now also available in the Tivoli Asset Management for IT product because we've really had a lot of customers asking for those capabilities for their IT asset management group as well, and it really makes the IT asset management function more usable to those customers. So that's really the end goal for this product for release version 7.1, and now I'm going to hand it back to Norm, who will also cover what we're doing in the change of configuration management database.
Thank you, Gabby. Roger Stowe is the market manager for the CCMDB product, and I'm covering for him while he's on vacation. So if there's any questions on this, you may certainly direct them to me, but Roger will be able to help you out in future instances. So going into the CCMDB product, you'll notice again the interface is very similar to the Tamit and the Tivoli Service Request Manager screens that you've seen in previous slides. This is very helpful to the customer as they use this product. There's minimal training required. You know, the asset management piece is just an extension of the service desk product, and the CCMDB adds a little bit more function to that screen. So as a company grows this solution, they can grow this product with minimal training to their staff. The CCMDB does have a browser-based interface that allows administrators to configure the role, the scope, and the authority-based profile. So it's much the same as the Service Request Manager based on ID and entitlement that establishes your user credentials within this environment. Again, it has role-based start centers. It's basically your home page if you're a change manager. You'll have your own start center, your own home page to manage your work queue. There's application designers that offer the what you see is what you get type of tooling, allows an end user to customize that interface locally. All that data is stored as metadata, and you can upgrade seamlessly from one version of the software to the next. You can see Visio-like workflows as workflow becomes more and more important to our customers. Being able to manage the human aspect of it is as equally as important as managing the IT. So having that workflow to assist the personnel, that a change involves multiple groups. So being able to have a customer relationship model that moves the change from one user to the next to facilitate that change is critical in maintaining that chain of custody for that product. We have the database attribute of TSRM and Tamit. The report administration, again, leverages the BERT. It has that same look and feel as the rest of the product suite. Next slide, slide number 33. We want to enable more effective change and release management to improve our coordination within the customer environment. Organizations can define approved changes, change windows, the request for change, and that queue for managing change. It just helps manage that whole change process a lot more efficiently. Change implementation, forward schedule of change, it helps identify those tasks and minimize the conflicts. When you have multiple changes within that change window, there may be conflicts between one change and another, and this tool helps identify those collisions that may occur. We want to be able to identify and record the business and technical impacts. You may have a customer that has a change advisory board where they have to get information from their network team, a database team, an application team to identify what the potential impacts are. And having all the information contained within this one interface helps manage the change process. Working with the release team, we have a new release deployment application that facilitates this integration between change, the OMPs like Tivoli Provisioning Manager, to automate that whole implementation cycle. Next slide, slide number 34. These new capabilities are delivered to meet our clients' expectations around a ITIL-based. A friend of mine is an ITIL V3 master, and we had an extensive discussion about CMDB and his thoughts around this was, when I'm dead and gone, they still might be trying to find out how to implement an accurate, a 100% accurate CMDB. It is a very difficult process to implement, but using our our TATM, our discovery tools, all these things that automate that process and gather information makes it less of a human operation, but an IT gathering operation. We have a model for auditing critical configuration items. If it's a banking customer and they need to maintain security on different servers, you can compare critical configurations against your authorized configuration items. You want to be able to track and manage CIs through their life cycles to protect those CIs from inadvertent changes. A lot of our customers are facing the banking regulations. They have to be able to demonstrate that they can manage these CIs through their life cycle. We have enhanced reconciliation to understand if a change is unauthorized versus authorized. Unauthorized changes, you have to identify what happened. Was there a breach of security there? So being able to investigate these unauthorized changes and find out what actually happened to avoid incidents, but also to maintain security of our infrastructure. We have new cross-domain topology maps. Being able to visualize these dependencies and the relationship between configuration items is critical to understanding how this works. You know, just seeing a spreadsheet of different assets and configuration items is not real intuitive, but when you can see a visualization of the dependencies, it helps understand this, and we provide a nice graphical interface that does demonstrate the relationship between the CIs. And TATM is our method, our tool for depicting these relationships. So TATM is a critical component of the configuration management database. So in summary, some of the CCMDB 7.1 enhancements, we have the updated implementation scheduler application, we have asset management enablement, we want to be able to show the conflicts and change implementation. It's a very critical one for managing our change queue and managing and avoiding change conflicts. We have the approval workflow enhancement. We can resolve and resubmit changes. We have the approvals for the CIs, assets, and locations. We have platform support for Z-Linux and Windows Server 2003. So these are some of the new enhancements that we have in the CCMDB 7.1 product. And Gabby's going to go through a little bit of the packaging and pricing that we have proposed in the new 7.1 platform.
Okay, thanks, Norm. So with version 7.1, we're making some packaging and pricing changes in some areas. Because of the timing of this Tivoli talk today, we were not able to provide actual new price points because we are not allowed to pre-announce those. The release version 7.1 will be announced middle of May, I believe May 13th. And at that point in time, we can talk about the price points, but unfortunately today we were not able to do that. But if we look at chart number 37, as mentioned before, the Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager option will go away with version 7.1. It will continue to exist for 6.2.1 customers who need to use that, but for 7.1, customers who need contract and procurement management functionality really need to buy Tivoli Asset Management for IT, which will now include that functionality. The reason we're doing this is that contract and procurement management capabilities are really core to doing IT asset lifecycle management. And we felt very strongly that in order for us to offer a strong, competitive IT asset management product that enables customers to manage their entire lifecycle, contract and procurement management just had to be part of that. Also, we wanted to simplify for sellers and customers the number of parts that we offer, so it was very desirable to just have this ability as well to get rid of just one other option that we're selling, so that helped us there as well. In order to reflect for this added functionality, we are changing the price of Tivoli Asset Management for IT. and the new price points will be announced, but the price will increase to, we're calling it actually a price adjustment, because that's what we're doing. We're adjusting the price to account for the added functionality. As I pointed out before, we're also including some traditional EAM functionality, for which we've noticed in recent years there's really an IT asset management business case to use those types of functionality. So I've got some of them listed here. And that's basically what we're doing in terms of Tivoli Asset Management for IT packaging and pricing. Now, on the next chart, let's talk briefly about Tivoli Service Request Manager. The Contract and Procurement Manager option will no longer be available as an option to Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1 customers. Customers who need contract and procurement management capabilities, service desk customers or TSRM customers, they will just need to buy Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1. There is actually a small number of Tivoli Service Request Manager customers that have bought this contract and procurement management option and do not yet have TAMID. We're now in the process of working on what those entitlements will be for the customers. We don't have a final decision on that yet, but we are looking to do that thing that is right for the customer and keep them whole as much as possible so they will continue to have that contract and procurement management capabilities that they purchased at one point in time. We also have a Maximo SLA manager option that will continue to exist for Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Maximo Asset Management, our EAM product. So it will continue to exist. However, those capabilities will now be included in Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1, as SLA management, service level agreement management, is really core to the service desk operation. We're including those capabilities in that product offering, but rest assured the option will still be available to sell with the other products. We're adjusting the price of Tivoli Service Request Manager slightly to reflect for some of these changes, and those actual price points will also be announced in the middle of May. Now, on chart number 39, regarding the CCMDB, we can actually give you those price points today because that product, CCMDB 7.1, was actually released in December, or actually I think it was late November, and we had a very, very excellent Tivoli talk that we did at that point in time that our colleagues on the CCMDB side of the business ran, and that was an entire hour dedicated to CCMDB 7.1 packaging and pricing. And in that Tivoli talk, they also covered some really excellent scenarios that give examples of how to price it out. So if you want more detail above and beyond what we're discussing today, I highly recommend you go back to the recording of that Tivoli talk that was done in, I believe it was December 07. Now for TADM, let me take a step back. So with the CCMDB, basically the CCMDB offering consists of two orderable components or two chargeable components. On the one hand, TADM, and you see that pricing on the chart here, nothing has changed there. And on the other hand, there's also the change in configuration management aspect of the CCMDB. Now, for the CCMDB, there's still the install that the customer needs to purchase and the value unit pricing, which is not changed. That's from what existed today. But there's also, if a customer wants change management capabilities, this is what's new with 7.1. It's the change process manager, if you will, that's now also built on this Tivoli process automation platform, and that's priced by user. You see the price points here. An authorized user is $1,000, and a concurrent user is $2,500 list price. So that's to give you an indication of how that's priced out. And those, again, are all chargeable components. We prefer to, of course, sell the whole CCMDB offering, which includes TADM, which includes the CCMDB install, which includes change management, which, by the way, includes the configuration management capabilities. That's important to highlight. Change management, the Tivoli change management offering, includes configuration management capabilities. But a customer can, of course, also choose to purchase these separately. That's why they're chargeable components. In the context of the CCMDB, we also have release process managers, and we have a slight change there in pricing metrics or license metrics as we move to authorized and concurrent user-based pricing with version 7.1. And this release process manager is also built on this Tivoli process automation platform. So the next chart, chart number 40, briefly talks about entitlements. Existing clients basically do not need to pay for new user license charges for the change of configuration management capability. They will be entitled to that functionality, and this chart lists a few examples of how that could be approached, these entitlements. Of course, when clients renew their maintenance and don't opt out of this at renewal time, they will be required to pay maintenance on the user license pricing. So that's the entitlements around CCMDB and TADM. And then there's also Maximo Change Manager entitlements. Maximo Change Manager is basically the foundation of what is now Tivoli Change Management. Tivoli Change Management is basically the Maximo Change Manager technology plus some more capabilities that we added. So we will not release a Maximo Change Manager for 7.1. 6.2.1 will be the last version that we build. Any 6.2.1 clients who are not yet upgrading can add Maximo Change Manager to that environment, because, again, you cannot mix and match versions. It has to all be version 6.2.1 for those customers. But customers who are upgrading to 7.1, clients that have typically that have Maximo Change Manager will be entitled to a user alike, an equivalent user of Tivoli Change Manager, and one user of Tivoli Release Process Manager. The reason for that is that even though the name is Maximo Change Manager, in reality the Maximo Change Manager product also included release process management capabilities. With 7.1, Tivoli Change Management and Tivoli Release Process Management are two different products, so the customer is entitled to those two products. So that's what we're doing in terms of entitlements around CCMDB and TADM. And this also brings us towards the end of our presentation for today. Norm and I were very much aware that we were covering a whole broad host of topics today at a brisk pace. And even though we were not able to get into great level of detail everywhere in this presentation, we're certainly available to discuss any of that with you in any phone conversations or email exchanges. On chart number 41, you can see our contact information. Also, we've all worked on sales acceleration plays that give a great host of information on all these respective products and their joint solution value. So we highly recommend that you have a look at those sales plays. We're always available to help you progress deals through your sales cycle and to help you close business. But by all means, please reach out to us whenever you have any questions. And now I'll open it up for any question and answer. So, operator, if there's any questions, please let us know.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. A reminder, if you are using a speakerphone, to please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question at this time. And we'll pause for just a moment. Again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question. Ms. Seidervelde, there appears to be no questions at this time.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much, everyone. And again, please reach out to us if there's anything we can help with. Norm and Roger and myself will gladly work with you on any opportunities you have. So thank you very much for your attention.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And that does conclude our conference call. We thank you all for joining us, and have a great day.